Here's your morning brief for Friday, February 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk said his space company's Starship rocket should soon be able to reach orbits at significantly lower costs. The SpaceX CEO said Starship, the company's largest and most powerful rocket, should be able to reach orbits for less than $10 million a flight within 2 to 3 years. SpaceX has said it would use Starship for its most ambitious missions, including a potential trip to Mars. The Biden administration is requesting federal assistance from Canada to end 4 days of anti-vaccine mandate protests by Canadian truck drivers that have blocked traffic on a crucial border crossing between Ontario and Michigan. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is warning of copycat demonstrations in the U.S. It says truckers could attempt to disrupt traffic around Sunday's Super Bowl in Los Angeles, as well as in Washington ahead of next month's State of the Union address. We're exclusively reporting that Comcast's NBC Universal is finalizing a plan that would shift high-profile programming from its Hulu joint venture to its own Peacock streaming platform. Sources say NBC Universal has until today to inform Hulu partner Disney of its plans regarding their content-sharing agreement. The move reflects the changing relationship between the two media giants as their own streaming services compete for subscribers. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.